Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, September 13th, Missions Monday, and I'm glad to join you as we read through the scriptures together. I'll be reading through the NIV version for Hebrews and the Psalms, and then when we get to the book of Ezekiel, I'll use the New Living Translation. We're picking up with a new book today, the book of Hebrews. Hebrews is an interesting book because we do not know who the author of Hebrews was, nor do we really know when it was written and to whom it was written. But the themes in Hebrews are very significant. As we read, you'll notice that the Old Testament is quoted many times, and the author is tracing redemptive history, or how God is redeeming his people throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament. And ultimately, the central theme is that Jesus Christ is the exalted Son. He's the high priest in God's final revelation, and he provides full cleansing for sin and open access to God. And so, as always, I commend to you the Bible Project videos, but that was a little recap from the initial section in my study Bible. Hebrews chapter 1. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he had inherited is superior to theirs. For to which angel did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have become your father"? Or again, "I will be his father and he will be my son"? And again, when God brings his firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." In speaking of the angels, he says, "He makes his angels spirits and his servants flames of fire." But about the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy." He also says, "In the beginning, Lord, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will roll them up like a robe. Like a garment, they will be changed, but you remain the same, and your years will never end." To which of the angels did God ever say, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet"? Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? And now let's move on to the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 112. Psalm 112 is an acrostic poem in Hebrew, and it is about the people who fear the Lord. Praise the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in his commands. Their children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in their houses, and their righteousness endures forever. Even in darkness, light dawns for the upright, for those who are gracious and compassionate and righteous. Good will come to those who are generous and lend freely, who conduct their affairs with justice. Surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are secure. They will have no fear. In the end, they will look in triumph on their foes. They have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Their horn will be lifted high in honor. The wicked will see and be vexed. They will gnash their teeth and waste away. The longings of the wicked will come to nothing. And now let's move forward to the book of Ezekiel. Today we are reading Ezekiel 39. The title in my Bible says, The Slaughter of Gog's Hordes. Gog is a nation that Ezekiel is prophesying against in this section. Son of man, prophesy against Gog. Give him this message from the sovereign Lord. I am your enemy, O Gog, ruler of the nations of Mesech and Tubal. I will turn you around and drive you toward the mountains of Israel, bringing you from the distant north. I will knock the bow from your left hand and the arrows from your right hand, and I will leave you helpless. You and your armies and your allies will all die on the mountains. I will feed you to the vultures and wild animals. You will fall in the open fields, for I have spoken, says the sovereign Lord. And I will rain down fire on Magog and on all your allies who live safely on the coast. Then they will know that I am the Lord. In this way, I will make known my holy name among my people of Israel. I will not let anyone bring shame on it. And the nations, too, will know that I am the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. That day of judgment will come, says the sovereign Lord. Everything will happen just as I have declared it. Then the people in the towns of Israel will go out and pick up your small and large shields, bows and arrows, javelins and spears, and they will use them for fuel. There will be enough to last them 7 years. They won't need to cut wood from the fields or forest, for these weapons will give them all the fuel they need. They will plunder those who plan to plunder them, and they will rob those who plan to rob them, says the sovereign Lord. And I will make a vast graveyard for Gog and his hordes in the Valley of the Travelers, east of the Dead Sea. It will block the way of those who travel there, and they will change the name of the place to the Valley of Gog's Hordes. It will take 7 months for the people of Israel to bury the bodies and cleanse the land. Everyone in Israel will help, for it will be a glorious victory for Israel when I demonstrate my glory on that day, says the sovereign Lord. After 7 months, teams of men will be appointed to search the land for skeletons to bury, so the land will be made clean again. Whenever bones are found, a marker will be set up so the burial crews will take them to be buried in the Valley of Gog's Hordes. There will be a town there named Hamanah, which means hoard. And so the land will finally be cleansed. And now, son of man, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Call all the birds and wild animals. Say to them, gather together for my great sacrificial feast. Come from far and near to the mountains of Israel. and there eat flesh and drink blood. Eat the flesh of mighty men and drink the blood of princes as though they were rams, lambs, goats, and bulls, all fattened animals from Bashan. Gorge yourselves with flesh until you are glutted. Drink blood until you are drunk. This is the sacrificial feast I have prepared for you. Feast at my banquet table. Feast on horses and charioteers, on mighty men and all kinds of valiant warriors, says the Sovereign Lord. In this way, I will demonstrate my glory to the nations. Everyone will see the punishment I have inflicted on them and the power of my fist when I strike. And from that time on, the people of Israel will know that I am the Lord their God. The nations will then know why Israel was sent away to exile. It was punishment for sin, for they were unfaithful to their God. Therefore, I turned away from them and let their enemies destroy them. I turned my face away and punished them because of their defilement and their sins. So now, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I will end the captivity of my people. I will have mercy on all Israel, for I jealously guard my holy reputation. They will accept responsibility for their past shame and unfaithfulness until they come home to live in peace in their own land, with no one to bother them. When I bring them home from the lands of their enemies, I will display my holiness among them for all the nations to see. Then my people will know that I am the Lord their God, because I sent them away to exile and brought them home again. I will leave none of my people behind, and I will never again turn my face from them, for I will pour out my spirit upon the people of Israel. I, the Sovereign Lord, have spoken. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Today we are praying for our mission partner, The Foundry. And The Foundry is a haven where addicts and the destitute experience the love of Christ, find freedom, and discover their purpose for living for God's kingdom. Today we are praying for financial stability, for their ministry, for them as they celebrate 50 years, and we ask the Lord for success for the next 50 years, and we pray for the men and women that are in the recovery program to find strength from God so that they can walk in freedom from addiction. Would you pray with me? Holy Father, thank you for this opportunity we have to gather around your word. Help us to be a people who long for it, who are reminded of who you are in the pages of Scripture and are encouraged and enlightened by it. We pray that we would be a people who fear you, Lord. And we pray for our ministry partners because we know that you hear our prayers. We pray for The Foundry. We pray that you would bless their ministry. Thank you for the 50 years of ministry you have given them. And we pray that you would give them 50 more. We pray for their financial stability, and we pray especially for those who are struggling with addiction, that they would cling to you and they would get the resources that they need to change their way of life. Help them, Lord, instead of being addicted to a substance, to turn their eyes to you and to focus in on dependence upon you. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.